Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how to create an effective content marketing plan for your social media. So as we're talking about social media and a lot of the platforms changing lately, we're seeing a lot more investment inside of platforms like TikTok and Facebook Reels. There's been a little bit of a shift on Facebook where now business pages seem to be picking up a little bit more of a pace, which is great because it's at one point they were completely dead. And the reason why it's really important to make sure you're continuing on programming and planning your content is because it's still a very viable source for consumers, for your audience, for any type of business you're doing, including for your personal brand, to be findable and to be searchable, and to also make sure that you are visible. You're increasing your brand awareness. So if this is something that is important to you for your business or for your brand, regardless if you think that maybe you're targeting a certain demographic that does not really engage on social media, it's still very important because now we know that all of the search engines are now working very closely on looking at captions and looking at search engine optimization and looking at your keywords. So a lot of those areas and a lot of those platforms are now getting pretty much pulled into search engine optimization. So I think we want to make sure that we're maintaining our consistent presence on social media. And that's the number one reason. So if you're not a fan of social media, you still kind of have to play in the game if you want to be visible, if you want to be credible. And like I said, if you're targeting a group that you feel maybe your customer that is not necessarily on social media, but it's still important to create that social proof of who you are, of what your business is, of what your brand is. So getting back to creating an effective content marketing plan, one of the main first steps that would be probably the most important thing, that is to define your goals. So when we talk about defining goals, we're talking about you need to actually establish goals. So when we look at your business, we look at your brand, we look at your services, what do you want to achieve through your content marketing efforts? Do you want to increase brand awareness, general leads, or drive traffic to your website? So I think that in the end, or in the beginning, when we're talking about digital media, websites are still very important. So websites are the home base. Social media acts as a very important piece of the wheel. And I always refer to this as like the spokes of the wheel. So in the middle of the wheel, the hub, that is your website. Always, when we're talking about digital media, you're talking about your digital media ecosystem. And so social media really acts as a driver, a very strategic and very sophisticated way of collecting your audience, of getting attention, of really piquing interest. And this is so important to actually still driving traffic to your website. So in my previous statement, a few seconds ago, I was just saying, you know, even if you think your customer is not on social media, it's still working on the algorithm to really drive to your website. So it's just so important. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, and it doesn't matter what level of industry, if it's small business all the way up to Fortune 500. It's just an important piece of marketing. So you want to be able to really look at what are your goals? What are the areas that you're looking to really increase? So if it's doing more sales, if it's like, we need to sell more of A, B, and C, then this is where that becomes one of your defining goals. Your goal is to definitely drive sales. Maybe your second goal is to drive awareness. So if someone does not know about your business, you just started a business, or you've been in business a long time and business is dead, you want to drive awareness. So the traditional piece to that is obviously word of mouth marketing, word of mouth, period, is just like traditional human to human. I'm at, you know, a meeting, I'm in town, I'm at ShopRite. Someone says, hey, do you know somebody who's good at doing, you know, whatever? Could you refer me? That's how that happens, you know, when we're talking about in real life, in person. But when you're sitting at home or I'm picking up my phone and I'm going to do a Google search, again, this is where the algorithms are so important in collecting all the information and then pooling you into, let's say, my search that I just did for you know, someone to come and mow the lawn. So I'm looking for a lawn service. How does that work? I'm looking for a financial advisor. Let me do a search for financial advisor near me. So if you've been consistent with your content and you've been posting on all of your social media platforms that are relevant, and you know that your consumers are actually looking at, so that might be Facebook, that might be Instagram, that might be Twitter. It really, again, it depends on your business. If you're, let's say, an interior designer, that means you're actually working to create content, perhaps for Pinterest, for Lemon8. Lemon8, by the way, is another social media platform. If you haven't heard of it, I would definitely go check it out. It's very pretty. It's very interesting. And this is also coming from the family of TikTok. They are the producers of this new app called Lemon8. Check it out. It may or may not take off. It looks really great though. So I've been on it for a while. I've been scooting around looking at things, but just something as a teaser to think about when we're thinking about the full ecosystem of where you should be planning your content. So that was number one, was defining your goals and really looking at, do we want to increase brand awareness, generate leads, or drive traffic to your website? All right. So as we were talking about target audience, this is number two. So you really need to know who your target audience is so that you can create the content that resonates with them. You're identifying the needs, their preferences, and pain points. So if, you know, you're a service-based business and, you know, I'm doing a search for, you know, whatever it is that you're selling, I want to be able to kind of like feel like I'm solving a problem. So if it's like something like home maintenance wise or construction, you know, I want to be able to see what kind of problems you solve. So, okay, maybe you do roofing, maybe you're a plumber. You know, this is where you're creating content that makes sense for your consumer. So if your consumer's saying like, I want to renovate my kitchen and, you know, you're putting out maybe before and after pictures on your Instagram, or perhaps you have a Pinterest, as you know, sometimes home renovation and builders have all of these platforms. And that actually piques my interest because I am the decision maker in the household. I'm the person who's going to say, you know, hey, I saw your before and after pictures of the kitchen. That's kind of the kitchen I was looking for. I want a very high-end kitchen. And you know, you can thank yourself because you created that content, or perhaps you were on your job site and you took a before and after, and now you just landed a $50,000 kitchen. That's your ROI. That's the return on the investment for content. It's all about what you put in. You will most definitely, at some point of the customer journey, you will get that money back. So it's really identifying your target audience. That's number two. Number three, you are actually going to conduct a content audit. And this might be a little laborious for perhaps a small business owner, for someone who's, you know, looking to really up the game on all of their platforms. So you could actually hire someone to do this. And this is part of, you know, digital media marketing. You could do a search for that. Or if you know someone who conducts this type of expertise, that's how you find them. And I bet you know who they are because they're on social media putting out all of their services. So you really want to conduct a content audit. That means analyzing your existing content to identify the gaps in areas that you want to improve. So this will help you to actually plan for future content. So, you know, I was just talking about these before and after pictures. I mean, what if you don't have before and after pictures? So I think that at this point, most people have a smartphone. I think everybody does at this point. And it's not hard to take pictures. So even if you're the busiest person, small business owner, the busiest, you know, like you have a smartphone, so you can take photos. And believe it or not, the quality on most of these photos are amazing. And video on certain iPhone levels are very high quality, the same as like, you know, a professional camera. So I think that there's always an opportunity to collect content when it comes to photos and videos. So this is where your content audit comes in. You say, okay, well, we sell A, B, and C, but we don't have any pictures of A, B, and C. Like, we don't have any pictures of the work we do. We don't have any kind of proof. And the proof is your content. Like, it's reverse, like proof, content, content, proof. Like, you need the content And I'm talking very much like service-based business right now. But if you're, let's say, like I said, I'll take a wealth advisor, a financial advisor. Most of the time, that's like a graphic. So you might have, you might need to get someone to create you a graphic. You might need to really comb the internet for very relevant topics in articles, or perhaps this is where you have to create content in writing. So writing a blog, writing a post. If you're the expert on how to manage your finances and wealth, then maybe write a blog. Use all the different tools online to now help you do that. So there's so many ways to create content when it comes to sitting down and looking and saying like, we have no content. We have to produce some content. And again, use your phone. Really take your time using your phone. Like, you know, look at your subject, look at what you need to take the picture of, use the best settings on your phone. And really there's no excuse to not come up with any content. So it's like a win-win. It's so great to be a content creator nowadays, and actually to be a business owner, because you can get content and create content in a second. Part of content is also testimonials. And that might mean someone sending you perhaps an email, like saying like, hey, thanks business X, Y, and Z. You really helped me do D, E, and F. Like that, you could take that text and put it into a graphic, and that becomes a piece of content. And then you can put that in and then strategically start to put things out onto your social media platforms. So that was number three. It's conducting a content audit. The next thing is actually choosing the social media channels that you're going to use. So you want to determine which platforms you'll use to put out the content. So you have to consider the platforms that are more relevant to your target audience and where you can reach them most effectively. This also is part of the content audit, because you really have to sit and look and see where you've had success before. Look at your analytics. And it's not hard to look at analytics, because Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, they all give you analytics like served up to the surface very easily now. I mean, you can even just go by how many people like your page. If you're at like, you know, like a very basic level of understanding of your social media platforms, or that's not your expertise. But again, this is where hiring someone might be the best investment, because they can really optimize this for you and say, hey, business X, Y, and Z, I really think based on what I'm seeing here, it looks like a lot of your customers are on Facebook. A lot of your customers are on Instagram. Those are the only two platforms you might need to be on. You might not have to go on like all these other platforms, just depending on what the business is and where, you know, someone can see the successes of where you actually should be. So that was number four, was choosing the right social media platforms. Okay, so now I have the content. I have all of the assets. Assets meaning I have articles, I have photos, I have videos. I actually took a, idea from something I saw somewhere else, and now I created another graphic. I made an infographic. I'm going to create a white paper to talk about like what my products do. You know, there's so many ways to create content. And then also perhaps, you know, podcasts are also now under this umbrella of assets, because this is a great way for you to really showcase either your expertise, some type of service, and then it becomes part of your content lineup, because now I'm producing podcast episodes that might address different topics and different elements or different things that I'm selling inside of different episodes. And now I can program those out strategically according to whatever the needs are for the time frame. So this is where, this is number five. We're going to develop a content calendar. So when you create a schedule for your content, this aligns with your goals and the needs of the target audience. So we're looking at what is the overall business goal. So is the business goal to sell more? Is the business goal to get people to go into something? Is the business goal to get people to sign up? Is the business goal just like awareness? So now we have to say to ourselves, okay, let's get this content calendar together. It's a Monday through Sunday, you know, time frame, and it's a full month. So if we're going to start for the summer, I have a brand new calendar for May. Okay, so What we want to first do is actually look at what are the main things that are occurring on a very mass media level for May that you happen to see on digital media. You always want to tap into different, we call them hashtag holidays. And so hashtag holidays are anything that's like, you know, an observed type of holiday. But the great news is on digital media and social media, like every day is a holiday. So it's really great because what can happen is you can program content that's like relevant for you. But if it matches something that's actually occurring on a day-to-day hashtag holiday calendar, you can latch on to a very, efficient hashtag that may pick up some type of traffic for you. So for example, we're in April right now. It's April 2023. So yesterday was Earth Day. So Earth Day was on a weekend and that's a Saturday. But Earth Day 2023 is a very popular hashtag. There are a lot of interactive tools you can use on Instagram that actually put you into another algorithm, which then gets showcased and featured inside of Instagram. So let's say I am, again, let's go back to the lawn service. If I own a lawn service company, and perhaps what I've done over time is, you know, take pictures of before and afters of like cleanups and yards, like trees, flowers, look at all this beautiful landscaping we just did. Perfect for Earth Day. So what I would do is really talk about, you know, here it's MFM Landscaping Services. And what you would do is talk about, you know, what you do, where you do it, why you do it, and how you do it, but obviously very concisely and very brief. That would fit inside of a caption for either Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, again, wherever you know your audience is. And then you're going to use the hashtag Earth Day 2023. That's the example. And again, every day there is a different hashtag that may be relevant. You don't want to do that every day, but you definitely want to start bucketing your content into some type of category that makes sense. So if we look at Monday, Monday's usually Monday motivation. Tuesday is like Tuesday vibes. Wednesday is Wednesday wisdom. Thursday is Thursday throwback. Friday is follow Friday, you know, and then there's Saturday, Sunday, Sunday fun day. Saturday is always like Saturday vibes, Saturday thoughts. It's never ending. So there's no ending to content. You can actually do so much with content. It's exciting. It's fun. So you're going to take this calendar, this new calendar you have. It's your content editorial calendar. You're going to start thinking about different types of buckets of programming. So maybe you want education, you want motivational, and perhaps you want, you know, lifestyle. You know, these are actually buckets and pillars, like they call them pillars, things and areas where you feel are relevant to your brand, what resonates with the brand. And so I'm going to start programming my content out. You know, maybe I program every other day. So when I say program, that means I'm scheduling content that goes out Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, whatever makes sense for my business. And then I'm going to put it into a calendar. And this is where, you know, it helps you with your accountability. It helps you really like look at what was successful. And amazingly, you know, if you're using Facebook, you can use Facebook Business Manager. Has a lot of great tools now for content planning. If you want to use Canva, they have major example, wonderful examples of content calendars there. There's a lot of free tools if you just like did a Google search for content calendars. And it's really a great way if you have to collaborate perhaps with your team. Maybe you have people in the field and you're like, hey, put all of your photos and things into this Google Drive. It's on our master drive. Put everything in here. Photos, videos, graphics, infographics. Make sure everybody's also proofreading anything that gets created from a graphics standpoint. And then what you're going to do is then tag it or, you know, link it from the calendar. So Monday, we're posting this. Tuesday, we're posting that. Wednesday, we're going to do this. Thursday, we're going to do that. Friday, we're going to do that. And this is how you really become efficient. And this is where consistency now plays into defining your goals. Consistency is going to help you identify your target audience. Consistency is going to help you conduct that content audit and start filling the gaps. So this content calendar is going to be the Bible, and it's going to really be how you show the value of what you've been investing into social media. Okay. So number six, lastly, you're going to curate your content. So in creating the calendar, and now you're collecting the assets, you're going to develop a mix of original content and curated content that aligns with the calendar. So you want to make sure that your content is high quality, it's relevant and valuable to your target audience. It takes some time to create the calendar. It doesn't mean it's a checklist like, oh, just throw anything in the calendar and that's what'll get planned and that's what's going to get published. People can see garbage. People know when you're just like posting crap. So the last thing you want to do is post like bad quality anything. And don't be in a rush. And it's not a checklist. I would rather you post one great quality post a week than five crappy ones in a row. I mean, that's just like, you know, the rule of kind of leveling up. You want to do better. So don't do more, do less if it means you can actually make it better. And then lastly, you want to measure and optimize. So if you've, let's say, hired someone to do all this work, now this is where the numbers come in. And this is where you're going to say, okay, where did we see this success? So we started content planning and we created a beautiful content marketing calendar for the last 3 months. And FYI, it always takes at least 3 months to see results in anything. That's just like the rule, even if you do paid advertising for Google ads, for let's say. And most of the time, no one tells you that when you sign up for or you buy services from someone. It's always a 3 month kind of cycle. So, you know, you can't expect results overnight, but you have to start somewhere. You have to plant that seed to get the tree going, and the tree definitely will grow. So measure and optimizing is the last thing on my list here. So you're going to track the performance of your content, make adjustments based on what you're seeing is working and what is not. Using analytics to measure engagement is awesome. And like I said, the analytics and all, like they call them insights, if you're looking at Facebook and Instagram, the analytics are very straightforward, very like digestible to understand. You know exactly what was successful and what wasn't. TikTok is fantastic with analytics. If you have a business account on TikTok, like beautiful, amazing, wonderful, wonderful analytics that you're like, wow, this is great. Like I could tell so many different pieces of information just on this one video. You can tell what's trending. You can tell, you know, what's resonating based on like people's behavior. I mean, it's really astounding what these platforms can now report back to you. And it's really, again, it's about engagement, your reach and the conversions. And then from there, you adjust your content strategy accordingly. So just to recap, we are talking about today, creating an effective content marketing editorial plan. And this is for social media. And so the first element that we talked about was defining your goals. Number two, identify your target audience. Number three, conduct a content audit. And number four, choose your social media channels. Which platforms will you be using to distribute your content? And number five, develop a content calendar. This is your holy grail and your new Bible and the playbook of how you're going to succeed and become consistent. Number six is curating and creating the content. And that's the most fun, is actually developing the content and thinking about how you're going to capture and develop like new type of assets. And then number seven is measure and optimize. And honestly, this is a very straightforward 1-7 plan. Very, again, I use the word digestible because at times digital media can be very overwhelming because there's so many platforms, so much to do. And you know what, if you're taking the time, you know, I know so many people spend time on social media, scrolling. But like, again, if you're a business owner, you're looking to hire someone to do all this work, it's really important for you to have a basic education on how all of it works So instead of scrolling on TikTok for 12 hours, you know, really start understanding how all the platforms work. You know, spend a little time on each platform so you can really, you know, get an understanding if you do hire the expert to help you, because then it's going to help you develop more content and it's going to help you become more, you know, involved in the process, which is very important. The process, you know, you have to respect the process. Social media marketing, digital media marketing, marketing in general, all of it are very, you know, it's definitely, it can be challenging. It can be challenging because you have to output a lot in order to get back. So there's an investment. There's an investment in time, and time is money, as they say. So that is my overall plan for today in talking about effective content marketing editorial plans. And if you have any thoughts, ideas, or feedback, or you want some more info on any of the different tools I mentioned, you can send me an email at margaret@margaretfontana.com. And if you have a moment, please leave a review on the Apple podcast section. This way, you know, this can help me bump up my podcast a little bit further inside the Apple algorithms and the other podcast algorithms. And you know, if there's any feedback or you have any ideas for topics, definitely send me that as well and leave me a comment. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. Thanks.